Good evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are
the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
And since June, the month of June this year, has been deemed National Accordion Awareness Month, let's get things underway right away. We're here tonight to celebrate accordions, all things accordion. The accordion is probably the coolest instrument since the electric guitar, don't you think?
Probably.
We have on the phone line right now Uncle Al, Al Lewis, calling the ex kids TV show host from Channel 9.
Uncle Al, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
There?
Uncle
yes.
Al.
Yes.
Hey, welcome to the late night talk show.
Well, my pleasure.
It's great to have you here. So what have you been doing lately?
Well, we're fighting the storms here out in the farms in Hillsboro. And I've got to tell you, there's water all around.
Really?
Yes.
So how's Captain Wendy?
She's fine. Here, let's have a quick hello from Captain Wendy.
All right, great. Ooh, we get bonus. This is a bonus.
Hello, this is Captain Wendy.
Hi, Captain Wendy. Are you still drawing pictures?
Yes, I am.
Make sure you put those shadows in.
I sure am. I'm doing a lot of watercolors right now, and they all doing the oils.
Are you drinking a Barks Cow right now?
Yeah, how did you know?
I bet I figured what you guys drink all the time.
You're really zeroed in on us, aren't you?
Us regular folk, you know, we drink soda pop and beer, but you guys, you drink Barks Cow.
That Barks Cow, that's right. Yeah,
I
had a ball. Just a minute, here's Uncle.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. What did you used to use when you drew pictures on Uncle Al? Those big giant crayons?
Well, she just bopped off her. She used charcoal.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, when the Dixon show was on.
Okay. Now, Uncle Al, how long has it been since you the broadcast of your last Uncle Al show?
Well, I say, how many years? Eight since we've been off? 8 years.
Wow.
And we're on 30. We went off in 89. We were on 35 years.
And do you still play the accordion?
Oh, yes. I do adult type of things like Rotary Clubs, Lions Clubs, and
I thought you were working at Bristol's or something.
All those members from all these adult country clubs were all on my show when they were children, so the reception is very gratifying.
Is your accordion handy right now?
I got it on.
Hey, play us a little tune, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the accordion and its impact on modern music.
Okay. Wanda, hold the thing.
Here we go.
That's before your time.
Now,
Lady of Spain.
What was the name of that song?
Lady of Spain.
Who wrote it?
I don't know who wrote it, but Dick Contino made it famous way back when.
Did you ever play with him?
No, he was an accordionist. He was on these amateur shows, and he became quite famous.
Now, Uncle Al, we're talking to Uncle Al Lewis from Channel 9, formerly the host of the Uncle Al Show. How old were you when you started learning how to play the accordion, and who taught you?
I was 12 years old, and my dad played the concertina. I think that's where it started.
What's a concertina?
A concertina is an oblong instrument. It looks like a snake. It's got buttons on each side. You occasionally see it in movies.
Okay. Now, on one side you have a keyboard that's laid out like a piano, right?
Right.
Then on the other side you got a bunch of little buttons. What are those little buttons?
120 of them. They're like the left hand of the piano. They're what they call a basses. See? They accompany the right hand.
Now, do you play a full-size accordion, or do you
yes.
play like a 3/4 size so
no,
you can jump around?
Size.
And what's the advantage of playing a full-size?
The advantage, of course, is like driving a full-size car. You got all the notes and buttons you need. This is my seventh accordion that I used seven of them up in 35 years. This is the one that we've had problems with. While I was on the air and in the studio, the program was going on. 40 kids were sitting there. I'm in a million homes. A little girl got up and sat on my accordion setting off to one side, and I didn't catch it in time. Put the accordion on, lights are on, camera's on. I started to play, and all the keys stuck. She had tinkled in my accordion. Called the insurance company up in Chicago, and the agent says, what? I had to explain to him that this could happen to me in my business. So they paid a $300 fine, or the damages, and off we went.
Well, that doesn't happen now in the adult clubs, does it?
No,
it
better not. But here's the conclusion to that weird story. About 2 years ago, we're at a country club for some kind of a wedding, and one of the waitresses working the wedding came up to us, and she said, "You know, I know you're looking for me." And I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Well, I'm the girl that winked in your accordion." She runs out to her car, gets a camera, gathers all the waitresses, and we all take a group picture. It was just a start of a real fun thing, but I never got over it.
What was your favorite episode of the Uncle Al Show, and why?
I think the one moment that stands out is I just finished the show. There was a group of the mothers, 40 mothers, sitting in the audience. A lady came into Cincinnati. She was with UNICEF at the time, staying at the hotel next to the theater, next to the television station. Watching my program, she commented to somebody in the room that, "Who is this? What's this? I never saw anything like it." Guy's kneeling down on his knees, playing an accordion, holding a 50-pound kid. They said, "Well, that show's going on right next door to the station." She put on her coat, came over, sat in the audience, and watched my show, unbeknownst to anybody. When the show was over, there was a consternation in the group, and I went over to see what was going on. And lo and behold, watching me, nobody, me, was Shirley Temple.
Oh, she was the UN ambassador at the time.
Yes, that's right. And she gave me a lot of accolades, and I said, "You know, you were my childhood sweetheart."
Was she adorable?
Oh, absolutely gorgeous, but kind of really short. I was a little surprised at that. But anyway, on we went. We live out here in Hillsborough at the farm, and we paint, and Wanda does watercolors, and we're having a great time in our retirement.
And you drink a lot of Barks cows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, where can you still get Barks here in town? I don't see it around as much as I used to. It seems like everybody's drinking Coke and Pepsi these days.
Well, Barks root beer has been taken over by Coca-Cola. It's one of their products, and they still do the root beer, grape, cream soda, and all those fun things.
Do you stay active with kids? Do you miss a bunch of kids running around, or is that just a headache
for
you?
Well, I have 12 grandchildren, and it just never stops. It's a lot of fun.
So every day is the Uncle Al Show, isn't it?
Well, I can walk into my living room sometime, and five of my granddaughters are sitting there watching the TV set, and some of them are young enough they can't make the jump to know that that gorgeous-looking guy on the set is that old man standing behind their grandfather. So the other day, I put my accordion on and hid behind the wall, and just as the show ended on tape, I jumped in front of them and started playing the same music. So then they became aware.
It seems like back in our day, there was Uncle Al. There were Channel 19 had what, Larry Smith and his puppets.
Larry Smith, right.
You had the Cool Ghoul on TV. You had a bunch of local television personalities
Skip
who were
around.
Doing more than just reading the news. Whatever happened to that aspect of broadcasting?
The only reason that we could survive for 35 years in this god-awful business was the fact that many people don't know that I was also the art director of the station. And it gave me the ability to paint my scenery, make the puppets, and being a musician, I played five or six different instruments. So I had the orchestras hanging right on my stomach. I did all the artwork, I shot the commercials, and because we did everything, we could survive economically. Why it's not on today? I wish I knew. It's very disappointing to see what's on television.
Yeah, what do you think of today's kids' show? And what do you think of that Barney thing, that big purple blob?
I mean,
do you think Barney has the same impact on kids today that you did back in the day, and Captain Kangaroo, and Mr. Rogers, and Sesame Street et al.?
I don't know, but looking at the ratings, they've certainly been going down the tube. It's just the advantage for our 40 children in the studio and the kids watching at home, the children at home were participating and doing the same thing we were doing in the television studio. So that gave us a terrific edge. We taught them, we were educational at the same time being entertaining. Taught them good drinking habits as far as orange juice and good stuff and safety crossing the street, Americanism, patriotism, and on and on and on.
And the Merry Mailman?
And the Merry Mailman. And Lucky the Clown. And Jack Williams was one of our very important persons on the show. He was a very creative, he played all the character parts and ran the puppets.
What do your grandchildren watch on TV when they come over to the house, besides tapes of the old Uncle Al Show?
Well, it's funny. We control that television set pretty good. If they're not watching the Uncle Al Show, I don't know what they're watching. But
do they watch Barney or anything?
No, not really.
I'm trying to set you up here. I'm giving you an opportunity to slam on Barney if you want.
Well, I can't really do that. I slam on anybody, be Mr. Rogers. I don't understand how that's ever gone on so long, but that's the way it is.
What's wrong with Mr. Rogers? Rogers. He's a sweet guy. He tells you how to tie your shoes and button your sweaters, and he's a priest, too, if I recall.
It's kind of boring, though.
He's either a priest or a minister or something.
Well, I had it on a couple times, and my grandkids don't watch it. They just lost, there's no interest there. Same thing with Barney. I'm going to answer your question on Barney. They just have no interest in watching Barney. Where's that accordion band you were talking about?
They're calling in next from someplace in Southern California. We're going to dial them up in 5 minutes.
Well, I would like really much to hear them. Are they going to be children playing or adults?
Adults, I think. But I don't know. I think they got kids all ages. We're going to find out. All this and more
How far does your station reach?
Probably up to the Upper Peninsula in Michigan.
No, maybe a little farther.
Not quite.
Where are you broadcasting from right now?
We're in lovely, romantic Walnut Hills.
I see.
That's where he's got spare change. Do you have any spare change? You made just a quarter, 33 cents, something like that?
Yeah.
It seems to me one thing I really remember about your show, and I probably noticed this as I got a little bit older, you would have like a dance segment. Everybody would do the twist.
The twist, yes.
And the kids would get so worked up, and you couldn't bring them down.
Yes.
With two cases of Ritalin.
Well.
And then you try to have like a calm down period, and the kids were still just.
We did that twist that alleviated all their nervous tensions about being in the studio. You see, when they came into the studio, watching the show every day at home, the transition was so easy for them. We just did the things that they knew, and they just got right into it. We never had any problem with kids. Never. It was the sponsors that were the tough ones.
But they want you to, shill a bunch of stuff on air to the kids?
Well, the phone would ring after you thought you'd do a good, great show, and say, hey, then, you're not pushing enough of our product, and you hit it a little harder. But that's part of the business.
Yep.
You know how it is. You got the same thing.
Well, how many hats did you have over the years?
Oh, we used to go through, I'd go through two or three of those styrofoam jobs a week.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it was pretty hot holding a, how much does a full-size accordion weigh?
Mine weighs 31 pounds, and sometimes I put a 35-pound kit on it. But now if I did that, I couldn't get up.
And in a studio, it's usually at least 85 degrees or so.
Oh, well, it was pretty well air-conditioned. But, you know, you're asking about people who came to the show in the days when television was first starting. I've had Jackie Gleason on doing the twist. When we were on the network on ABC. We were on ABC on the network in 1661 on Saturday mornings. So I was, we were in 176 cities, and I was pretty well known throughout the country and in New York. And when these people would come through town, they were on my show. Jackie Gleason did the twist. The Lone Ranger, Art Linkletter.
What about Jerry Lewis? Did you ever have Jerry Lewis on?
No, I never had Jerry Lewis on. That was one of the things we didn't have.
Well, we have. Jerry Lewis was on the Chris and Rob show a couple weeks back. Pretty cool, huh?
Yes.
Well, Mr., do you want to be called Mr. Lewis or Uncle Al?
Uncle Al.
Well, Uncle Al, we were hoping you could play another tune, and then we'll call up the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra in Martin Music Center, California.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And if you can't pick up the station, just get a hold of us, and we'll send you a tape.
Well, I'll do that. And do you want me to play some more? I'll just go out on me playing.
Yeah, we'll just go out on your playing.
Okay, here we go.
Uncle Al on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Stay tuned for the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra. First, here's Wayne Toups and the Zydekagen. Said I must say, boom, that bottom.
get the color bird. I think we'll get the girl. See if we have more. As they come down nine, don't let blonde don't fly.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're here celebrating National Accordion Month. June has been deemed National Accordion Month by those who, you know, choose what months will be what. May was National Hamburger Month.
Mm-hmm.
And the fine folk at White Castle were the ones who decided that May would be National Hamburger Month. We have on the line now David Bargander. He's with the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra in Fullerton, California.
David, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing okay. Now, did you know that June was National Accordion Appreciation Month?
Yes, I did. I don't know if nationally, but I know we heard about it at a thing that we played for the city of L.A., and that's how I first heard about it about 5 years ago.
Did anybody set the town on fire when you played?
Because
I hear that happens out there in the City of Angels every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had any trouble like that for a little while.
Well, let's talk for a minute about the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra. I understand you guys have played at the White House.
Yeah, we played there twice, once in 93 and once just this last winter in 95.
But in 93, you played for the Congressional Christmas Party, isn't that so?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, you got any good stories about, like, Newt Gingrich getting drunk or anything like that?
No. Unfortunately not. I know there were a lot of big dogs in the White House.
Teddy Kennedy, he didn't pass out or throw up or anything?
No.
Okay. And in 1995, you guys played for the Secret Service ceremony. Now, what's that all about?
Well, it was more of a sort of an open house for the family members of the Secret Service, so to speak. So there were more everyday Joes there than there were Secret Service.
There weren't a bunch of hard asses wearing dark glasses and blue suits.
No, not really.
Okay, are you going to play a little something for us tonight?
Yeah, we're going to play a portion of...
Don't play Lady of Spain, we just heard that.
Pardon me?
Don't play Lady of Spain, we just heard that one.
Okay, no, I don't think we have that one in our repertoire, but... no, we're going to play a portion of the Brandenburg Concerto by Bach.
Now, that's pretty heavy. Now, who all is there with you? Or how many pieces are there with you?
The full orchestra is about 18 members, and so...
How many accordions do we have on hand tonight?
Tonight we have approximately a dozen.
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, well let's get right to it. You have a dozen orchestras or a dozen accordions.
Yep.
This is the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra performing Bach's Brandenburg Concerto.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This is going
to
be
right here, and you're about to hear the Martin Music Center Orchestra perform the third concerto, otherwise known as the Brandenburg, by Johann Sebastian Bach. And we're about ready to go right now. Enjoy. Thank you.
think they're gonna play the whole symphony.
All right, yeah.
Okay, here's the gentleman that was talking to you earlier.
That was great. Thanks.
That just goes to show you that the accordion is a much more versatile instrument. You don't just use it for polkas anymore.
So, David Bargander of the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra. Now, when was that piece written?
That is probably a 17th century piece.
Do you think Bach knew that it would be played on accordion someday?
Probably not.
Was it composed for accordion?
No, it was not.
Were there accordions in the world at the time?
No, there were not.
When was the accordion invented?
Oh, the accordion was invented, well, we don't really know for sure. The earliest form is probably from China. The form that it's in now that we use is probably late 19th century, early 20th century.
Now, what are those things that you see the gypsies always playing, the little ones, the little squeeze box things?
Well, that's pretty much what they are, just a little squeeze box. Just a really small version of an accordion. They just don't have as many reeds and not as many sounds as the ones that we use.
Well, we were hoping you could play us one more number and then make it a little bit more swinging, though.
Yeah, maybe like a polka or a Zydeco number. I don't know what all's in your repertoire. You got anything real that you can dance to?
Wagner.
Wagner, maybe?
Wagner? We don't have any Wagner in our repertoire right now.
Does the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra sort of stick with Western classical music, or do you guys do polka and Zydeco and rock and roll and you know, maybe even some of that Argentinian tango stuff? Like Astor Piazzolla, you know who he is?
No, I don't. Primarily in the orchestra, we play classical music, Western classical music, but we also have smaller, like, versions of the orchestra, like an ensemble group that play. We play jazz, Latin pieces, standards, all kind of music.
Well, lay another number on us, and then we'll let you go get back to your rehearsal tonight.
Okay. Let's see. I'll have somebody play a solo for it. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAAF Cincinnati.
We're talking to the Martin Music Center Accordion Orchestra in Fullerton, California, David Bargander and his accordion orchestra. June is National Accordion Month, you know.
18 accordions playing something would be a sight to see and hear.
I'd like to, we should get them down on Fountain Square. Is he ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready in California? Hello, Houston.
We have contact. The eagle has landed.
Here we go. Wow, we can't hear that.
Okay, this isn't going to work. Let him go, but thank him. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749.
He's still wailing. I can't think. He's still wailing.
Is he? See, we can't pick him up there, buddy.
Yeah, they don't have the phone close enough to it. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, it sounds like a little Gershwin. They're playing a little Gershwin on the accordion there. As we said, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're taking your calls at 749-1444. We're expecting some of the members, actually all the members of the ensemble, the Ben Folds Five, to stop by in a little later in tonight's program, unless those guys meet some ladies and get drunk and start snorting lines of coke or something down at the after-hours party.
Well, the people I was with, one of the women in the group was really digging the bass player. Mm-hmm. Robert. Yeah. They were really digging Robert in his jumpsuit.
So you can expect a little bit of that later, as well as taking your calls. So you can get those calls into 749-1444. And we got the Martin Music Center there in the background wailing on a little Gershwin.
You know, the accordion has not died from popular music, as we'll find out tonight.
No, coming up next, I have a group called Pea Shy.
Pea Shy?
They're spelled P-E-E, you know, kind of like urine. They have a CD called Who Let All the Monkeys Out?
That's what Uncle Al is now.
What, a monkey?
No, Pea Shy, since that kid whizzed on his accordion.
Well, these things happen. This group, Pea Shy, they have two accordionists in the group. They have Cindy Wheeler and Jenny Giristo playing accordion along with a bass player and a drummer. We're going to hear a cut on the record called Smoking Gun. This is Pea Shy, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF. Woo! was there.
What else do you need?
I don't know. We have in the studio with us Barton Keith Foster, local accordionist. This guy can play a damn hot tune on the accordion.
He's got that honer working.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. If there's anything you want to know about accordions, we're the guys to come to. We have a local accordionist, Barton Keith Foster, in here taking your request. He's going to play a little Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys on his accordion in a minute. And on the phone, we have John Bonham. Shout out to me, John Bonham.
John.
Yeah, is this John
what's
Bonham?
Up?
Yeah.
Is this John Bonham from
John
Goshen?
John Bonham, yeah, from Goshen.
Now, are you really John Bonham, just like that drummer from Led Zeppelin, John Bonham?
Yeah, I'm related to him, third cousin.
You're John Bonham from Led Zeppelin's third cousin, and your name is also John Bonham.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Now, when you were born, did your mama say, I'm going to name him John, just like John Bonham, the drummer from Led Zeppelin?
Well, my dad said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was your dad a big Zeppelin head?
Yeah.
Now, how old are you, kid?
I'm 20 years old right now.
You're 20 years old?
Yeah.
So 20 years ago would have been 1975?
Something like that,
and
yeah.
That's when Physical Graffiti came out.
Right.
So what's your dad's favorite song from Physical Graffiti?
Probably Stairway to Heaven or all of them.
You like Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
Now how do you know, you're just a dude from Goshen, right? How do you know that you're like related to the world famous drummer John Bonham from the band Led Zeppelin?
I looked it up in my family tree at my grandpa's house.
Really?
My sister did, yeah.
So who's related to who now? Trace your family tree for us here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, I'm a little drunk right now.
No.
No. What are you drinking there, John Bonham?
Huh?
What are you drinking?
Some Jim Beam.
That's good. Now, you're not going to fall over and throw up and choke on your own vomit, are you? It runs in the family.
No, I'm not going to throw up or nothing like that.
Okay, don't do that. Now, trace your family tree for us. Your dad is related to who?
My dad's related to, let's see, my great-grandma, which her name is, she's part, I'm not for sure, German or something like that.
Part German. Your great-grandma's part German.
Part British.
Part British, okay.
Yeah.
Your great-grandma's part British, and she's related to who?
I'm not for sure who she's related to. I just let my sister look at it and my dad, and they both told me.
And you believed them?
Yeah, I'm related to them. Though.
Okay. How do you know? Is there a physical family resemblance?
Yeah.
You look like him?
Huh?
Do you look like Bonzo?
Not yet.
Do you like dragsters?
I'm a little young right now.
Are you as fat as Bonzo?
Huh?
Are you as fat as John Bonham?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about Jason Bonham, John Bonham's son, who also plays drums and is the leader of the band Bonham? Have you ever met him?
No, I've never met him.
What about any of the other members of Led Zeppelin? Have you ever met any of those guys?
No, I went to the concert, though.
What? Which concert?
The Page and Plant down in Cincinnati.
What, the one down at the Cincinnati Coliseum last April?
Yeah.
And what'd you think of that?
I thought it was killer.
Did you meet them?
I didn't meet them. They wouldn't even let me up front. The security guards wouldn't.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, John Bonham.
Hey, you want me to call back next week?
Next week, I want you to call back, and we're going to have a special long-distance Led Zeppelin dedication just for you. John Bonham!
All right, when do you want me to call back?
Next week at the same time.
Okay.
Later.
Thanks. Later, John Bonham. Now, come back on that Led Zeppelin on the accordion there. That's Barton Keith Foster live in the WAIF studio tonight playing his accordion. Now, you said you're going to lay a little Barb Rann on us tonight?
Yeah, this is the world accordion to Bart.
Okay, this is the world accordion to Bart Keith Foster on accordion doing Barb Rann.
Y'all keep in mind, I've had this thing for only a couple of months now.
Okay, Bart's only had his accordion for a couple of months.
Okay, wait a minute.
Here we go. Just goes to show you that the accordion is a much more versatile instrument than we previously thought. You can play more than just polkas on that damn instrument.
Maybe you can hook up with Dick Dale.
Possibly.
Hello, VJ.
It's DJ.
DJ.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, DJ?
Cincinnati.
And what's on your mind tonight, DJ?
Nothing.
Speak up a little bit.
Nothing.
Well, if nothing's on your mind, why'd you call a talk show?
because I want to talk to you guys about, you remember that girl Aisha? She called a long, long
time. A long, long time ago, we got a call from a girl named Aisha. I think Aisha is a pretty name.
Well, she died.
Mm-hmm. That's too bad. I'm sorry to hear that. How did it happen?
I'm glad I...
Okay. That's the end of that.
You can play Come On, Eileen?
It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show celebrating National Accordion Month. You can give us a jingle at 749-1444. We're here taking your calls until 2. 749-1444. Who we got?
John! Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, great. I loved having Uncle Al on there. That was a real trip.
Hey, John, were you ever on the Uncle Al show?
I indeed was on the Uncle Al show.
How old were you? How old were you?
I was 5 years old.
And what was your Uncle Al experience like?
I remember seeing Pal the dog without his Pal the dog head on.
Ooh, that could be disturbing. You could have had nightmares after seeing that.
Well, I got over it.
Well, what do you think of the accordion there, John?
The accordion is a fabulous instrument.
Are you an accordion player yourself?
I am not.
Would you like to be?
No, I'm too old.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're never too old, but actually, I did a little looking up on the accordion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, once you guys started talking about it.
Right.
Actually, the accordion as we know it was invented in 1829 in Vienna.
I thought it was invented by the Chinese back during the Great Wall of China.
Well, they may have had some squeeze box kind of thing, but the one that we know now as the accordion was 1829.
By Adolf Acord.
Hey, John, do you hear that accordion in the background here?
I do.
That's Barton Keith Foster playing the accordion.
How you doing, Barton Keith Foster?
He's doing great. Hey, we gotta go, John.
Wait.
Hold on a second.
What? John did some research on the accordion. What other research did you do?
Well, I looked it up in the Groves Dictionary of Music.
And?
And that was about all it said, except that the concertina, which I think one of the people you talked to mentioned.
Yeah.
That was in England in 1829. That was invented there.
Oh, okay, great.
And that's actually been used in actual orchestral pieces. Tchaikovsky used that.
Well, who'd have known that?
In a piece of his. But the accordion itself, there's not a lot out on it.
I heard Tchaikovsky would actually have real cannons at some of his symphonies.
Yep.
Kaboom.
Real cannons. Which is a bitch if you're playing indoors, but...
Okay, well, thanks for your history, accordion history lesson there, John.
Later.
Later. Later. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. We have the members of Ben Folds 5 here in the studio.
Woo!
We have Ben Folds here. Say hello, Ben.
Hello, Ben.
We have Robert Sledge, the bass player. Say hello, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
And I think we got Darren out in the hallway.
Nope. Right.
Nope.
We got Doug out in the hallway.
We got Doug out in the hallway.
Come here, Doug.
Who's
you're
Doug?
The tour manager.
Doug's a tour manager.
Since we're talking about accordions, we're going to play the last polka here, and then we'll be back, and we'll grill Ben Folds on his band and where he comes up with all those crazy songs he writes. We'll be right back. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
At 3:30, shook her head to see him snoring in his sleep. If he really loved me, she said, I wouldn't have to be so mean. He's a heap of junk that pours from his top drawer. Remember when?
and Rob, late night talk show. It's Ben Folds 5 there with the last polka. I'm Chris. Rob is sitting next to me. We also have Ben and Robert from the band Ben Folds 5 with us live in the studio. Come here, you guys. This is the second time you played in Cincinnati tonight. You guys played downtown at Club Gotham. Now, what did you think of the decor in Club Gotham?
Felt like I was at a Dungeons and Dragons, whatever, convention.
I mean, that's a nice place if you're like Bauhaus, but you know, you guys are like much fun to be playing in there.
Well, the first name of our band was Sad Gothic Chicks, and then we changed it to Ben Folds 5.
Did you guys play like lots of monotone stuff back then?
Yeah, I had some. My mascara would run every night.
Yeah, we used to be called BEL, actually, in the early days, Black Eyeliner.
No, I like the big bricks painted over the small bricks. It's kind of like a little microcosm of bricks.
And did you catch all the fake skeletons chained to the walls?
Is it fake? No!
Yeah. Now, you guys have been, what, on tour for the last year and a half or something, or what?
Yeah.
And you've just been around in America, or you play Canada and Mexico, too? Have you been overseas, anything like that?
We played Germany, we played England, and we played South Carolina.
Really? What was your favorite place to play so far?
South Carolina, by far.
That's because all your friends are there, outside of South Carolina.
Yeah, actually,
that's because all my sisters are there.
Yeah, I don't know, favorite place to play. I don't know, I really like Japan a lot. That was fun.
Cheap Trick likes Japan, too.
Yeah, they know how to treat a crowd.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they
each other, that is.
But it changes every night. Every night I play, it's my favorite crowd.
Tonight, when you were playing Sabbath covers and all that, you were just really enjoying playing for Cincinnati.
Actually, yeah, we don't do that all the time.
You guys played a little Skinner tonight?
We played Skinner, we played Built to Spill,
Rocky
Top.
We played
for
Rocky
you.
Top, Tennessee.
You're a freak and you asked for Rocky Top, and we knew one chord of that, so we played that.
We played Ben Folds 5 too. We played one of their songs.
Yeah, we imitated it.
Now, you have one album out on Passenger. It's been out for, I don't know, 6 or 8 months now. Is there another new record coming out anytime soon, and what label will it be on? Will it still be on Passenger Records, or are you going big time yet?
Well, we're going to Sony Records.
Ooh. You go to Japan, and the Japs pick you up.
That's right.
And give us a bunch of Walkmans. Amazing.
Cool.
They're smaller there.
We're recording in a couple months in our house in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
We got this amazing producer. He's young, but he's amazing.
Young yet amazing.
His name is,
he's 14 years old.
His name is Ben
Caleb
Fold.
Southern.
Okay. His name is Caleb Seven?
Southern.
Okay.
That's on there.
Oh, the same kid that produced the first record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really 14 years old?
He was 13 when he did the first one.
Yeah. And does he have the ears of, like, a real live adult type person who mixes records?
If he doesn't, like, jump up and down and clap and scream and shit, we know he got the wrong thing on tape. He's kind of like a barometer.
Oh, good.
He doesn't know jack about sound.
Good. Now, you guys are like a piano trio, which sort of bucks the system of all these indie rock bands that have all these heavy guitars and stuff going on. Seven Mary 3, Alice in Chains, all that kind of stuff. What's up with the piano thing, and how's the world taking it so far? It's just like piano, bass, and drums. Some people think you sound like Elton John or something.
Well, I think it's in the true spirit of indie music that we would buck the system a little bit and play something different. And as you know, Alice in Chains and Seven Mary 3, they're like big major label bands, too.
Well, you're about to become a big major label band, pal.
We're becoming one. Yeah. But so far, we've been not.
Now, are we going to have the debut here of Ben Folds 5 or maybe Ben Folds 2 unplugged?
You guys got
your melodias out, you're going to start blowing into them, and then what's going to happen?
I thought I was going to jam with some old German guy or something. I don't know. I don't know anything about this really hardly, but we've got a song that we could play.
By the way, you do know that June is National Accordion Awareness Month, don't you?
Really?
Yeah, what's your favorite accordion record?
I'd probably say my favorite accordion record was Accordion Classics Part 3.
That was on RCA, right? It was
on RCA. You can get it at Walmart.
Oh, cool. I'll have to pick that up. And you have the next best thing to an accordion, which is a melodia.
Yeah.
Out there in the real world where people are listening to their radios, they can't see this thing, so why don't you describe it to us?
The melodica.
Yeah, you blow it.
It's described by Robert Sledge.
The melodica was an instrument introduced into the West Indies in 1952 due to the fact that... Oh, never mind.
That was awful.
Sorry about that. What actually happened was that in World War II, they left a bunch of oil drums in the West Indies. And so the locals there created a bunch of instruments out of it because they had all these oil drums. And so,
is that true?
Yeah, it's actually true.
I thought that was true about steel drums. I didn't know it was true about melodicas.
Okay.
Wrong instrument.
One of those instruments.
This thing has reeds like an accordion. It's the closest. I can't play accordion. I've tried before. It's actually a very, very hard instrument.
Oh, it sure is. It's a whole different approach than playing a regular everyday keyboard.
Yeah,
you got to pump it.
You got to pump it. You can't see it. You know, you can't stand on it. It's really hard. But this thing is something. You can't stand on it.
He said.
You blow into this. It's like it looks like a little keyboard that you blow into. So it's like.
All right. Now, are you guys going to do like a full-fledged song? Like, you do a song in your set with that melodica. Can you either do that song or another number you might have worked up?
What's a song I could accompany you on?
I mean, that song in your set is not one on the album. I didn't know what that song was.
We could do, you know, a Britpop song.
We're going to do a Britpop song,
everybody.
You can
do Man Obsessed.
How about like dueling melodicas?
We should stop right now. That's all we know.
Okay.
I'll take a request.
You will take a melodia request.
We'll recall in and
who's
request
that?
The number.
Lori.
Hello, Lori. You're on the air.
Hello.
Lori, we got the Ben Folds 5 in here. We got Ben and Robert from the band. Do you have a melodia request?
Wait.
What? What'd you call for?
Talk about the accordion.
Hey, what's your favorite accordion number?
I don't know. I just started playing it.
Oh, you're an accordion player?
Yeah.
Do you have one handy?
No, I'm at my grandma's house tonight.
Oh, you are? How's grandma?
She's sleeping.
Really? Does she let you stay up late and stuff?
Yeah.
Did she let you drink some Mountain Dew tonight or something?
No.
Well, now you're wired.
Wired for fun. So how long have you been playing that accordion?
Since Monday.
Really? Are you any good at it yet?
I can play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
You can play what?
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Well, can you play that there, Ben Fold?
There you go.
Lori, do you know who wrote that song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star?
No, I don't.
Wrong!
Wolfgang Amadeus, a Mozart dude there, wrote it sometime in the 1700s.
Did I? I did not know that.
Yeah, Mozart. You hear him a lot on the classical music station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, thanks for calling, Lori.
Well, what's your favorite song on Q102 right now, or one of those other big stations?
What's my favorite song?
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Two of America's Most Wanted.
Two of America, you guys know. What's that? Who does that? Two of America's...
Tupac and Snoop Doggy Dogg.
No, not Tupac and Snoop. All right, thanks.
Now, you open up tonight with the Liz Phair song, and then later on in the set, you did a song called All Is Fair, and you mentioned Liz Phair again. Are you stalking her? Should she be warned about you?
She should, but it's really no secret. Every once a month, I go up to her house in Chicago, and I throw a brick through a window, and it has a note attached to it. And so she should know that's me. Actually, no, I don't do that. I kind of think.
Well, what's the note
say? Probably someone does that, and now I'm gonna get in like major trouble. I don't know. It's Liz Phair night, I guess tonight. You know, sometimes it's Weird Al Yankovic night, and some nights it's. It's Ricky Lee Jones night.
Do you like Liz Phair? Are you a fan?
No, I love
him. Who else do you? I mean, because you can't really tell. Do you like Oasis? You did, you know, Supernova twice.
That's a nice song. Yeah, I like him fine. I didn't really think about it one way or another.
Who else is cool? Who else is good? Archers of Loaf, you did them tonight.
Yeah, we did a Built to Spill song. A lot of people around here knew that. You know, normally we don't play so many covers, but tonight it just seemed to be kind of fun to do that. People recognize songs we play them. I really like the Cardigans this week.
The Swedish band.
Yeah.
Very poppy.
Yeah, really neat stuff. Who else have been listening to lately? I don't know. A lot of stuff.
Who have you met on the road? Any your heroes? Rick Nielsen, anybody?
Actually, we did meet Oasis on the road.
We met Everclear on the road.
Yeah, we met Oasis, and they gave us... That one guy, the singer guy, gave Robert a demo tape.
Yeah.
He was kind of upset about something, and he was trying to start up something different, and he's kind of snuck him this tape.
He's trying to steal your bass player.
He said, man, you're the only one that understands. And he gave him a tape, and he was crying. It was really weird.
Right. He said, look, just hang out with my girlfriend for a few hours and listen to this demo tape, because she really, really can explain it.
Yeah.
And
It was a weird night.
It was Liam. Yeah. It was the lead singer.
He's the young one.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The old one, like, plays guitar and writes all the songs and beats the hell out of his brother every once in a while.
Liam has the energy, really. Kinda.
Gallagher just...
he breaks watermelons, goes crazy. He's nuts.
Yeah, baby man.
Yeah. He wasn't baby man. That was like Bruce Baum or somebody was baby man.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
If you want to talk to Ben Fold or Robert Sledge from the band Ben Folds 5, give us a jingle here at 749-1444. These guys will talk about their records or talk about music. You can even ask him to make a request on his melodeon instrument he's sitting over here blown into. 749-1444, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
I met this girl, she looked like Axl Rose. Got drunk and took her home and we slept in her clothes. And in the morning put my feet on the floor. Thought being awake never felt like this before. And Julian, you know she wouldn't approve. Talked all day on the phone cause I had nothing to do. Got rid of Axl by the afternoon. Being awake never felt so clear and blue. That's all I do. I don't miss Julianne. My friend, she told me she felt sorry for me. She said the truth would come crashing down on me. That I'd be sorry, but the truth of it is that I feel guilty for not giving a shit. Ooh, that's all I knew. Yes, sir, I was innocent too. Song, yeah, and it won't be the blues, cause I don't miss Julianne. I got a bag of trash, I got my bag of trash. I'm walking up and down the track, and up and down the road. How could she miss a man who packs a bag of trash down the road? I've been born again. You know that Julianne, she would have a fit. She's not a reason for the things that I did, and gave me credit for the things that I never been. Ooh, that's all I knew. Can't say I was innocent too. Now I can try just as hard as I can, and I don't miss Julianne.
Ben Folds 5 smashing the recording studio there with Julianne from their debut album on Passenger Records, Ben Folds 5. Now we got a dedication here. Happy birthday to Lisa from Charlene, and playing happy birthday on the melodica is Ben. Happy birthday, Lisa from Charlene. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-14444 is the phone number if you want to talk to Ben or Robert from the Ben Folds Five. Whatever. Where are you guys playing tomorrow night? You played Cincinnati tonight. Tomorrow you go to?
Pittsburgh.
And are you going to rock Pittsburgh? Where are you playing at?
Hell yeah, mother... we're playing at, you'll start to...
breaking out in a cold sweat now.
Hell yeah.
Do you remember these names of clubs when you play them, or did you just go into a town and your tour manager
said, hell no,
we're playing tonight at Peabody's?
Man, I don't even care, man. I just roll off that truck and just throw up and go in and, you know, play.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. Where are we playing tomorrow night? We're playing at...
I couldn't tell you.
Don't know.
I don't think it's important because I don't think a lot of our listening public will be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Most of these people are here in Cincinnati. Now, the second album will be coming out on Sony Records. And as everybody knows, the first album, you have your whole life to write. The second album, you have, at best, 6 months to write. How's the second album coming along?
Terrible. Yeah, it's really pitiful so far. Now, No, it's good. It's great. It's going to be a masterpiece. I've been working on it in the truck last couple weeks.
All the best records were written in a truck.
Think so?
Yeah. Now, is this going to be the same, like, three-piece ensemble, or are you going to add, like, orchestral instruments, expand the sound?
Accordions
or anything?
I think we'll add some extra stuff here and there, but basically you're just going to hear the three-piece. And when we add things, it won't be lush. It'll be, you know, like, subtle.
Are you going to do Give Me My Money Back, Bitch, or whatever that one
yes.
is?
Yes, Bitch is on the record.
That's a great, is it called Bitch or Give Me My T-shirt
it's,
Back?
It's a song for the dumped.
We're going to do it on midget accordion xylophone.
Oh, cool.
Right, it's hammer midget xylophone.
All in celebration of National Accordion Awareness Month.
Yes.
Now, what has Ben Folds 5 been doing, you know, since June 1st to celebrate National Accordion Awareness Month?
We were a little too busy with the National Alternator Month. In fact, we're in the Alternator Month Club.
Alternator of the Month Club?
Alternator a Month Club.
What, did you almost not make it to Cincinnati today or something?
Well, actually, we made it here fine, but I have to say someone broke into our truck tonight while we were playing.
Oh, which gets,
and that just, you know, it's a sad face on Cincinnati for us, but it's okay because, you know, we met a lot of good people too. And so.
Cincinnati's got a lot of sad faces. What do you guys think of Marge?
I love Marge. She's Marge.
Marge. Marge Schott, the famous Marge.
What the hell is that?
Do you keep up with baseball? What's your favorite baseball team down there in Carolina?
The Hornets.
Greensboro Hornets.
Are they a Triple-A team down there?
Yeah.
How they doing?
They're 0 for 7.
We have Dr. Love on the air. Hello, Dr. Love.
Hey, what's going on, man?